So I've got so many letters that I've been receiving lately. And you know what? It's like, wow, it's time to answer some of these letters that I've gotten, some questions and some comments. We're going to do that today on this episode of Casting Actors Cast.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Woo, well, hello and welcome to today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach. Welcome to today's episode. I hope you're doing well. I'm looking forward to today's episode where I'm going to be answering some questions that I've received over the past couple of months. It's been kind of a long time coming, and so I thought it'd be a great opportunity to share some of the correspondence I've received, and perhaps you might have similar questions that get answered today as well. So thank you for joining us. This is that moment of the podcast where I get to say thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate the congratulations and really the kind best wishes for the 50,000th download of the podcast. I still kind of can't believe it. That was a couple of episodes ago. So we're going to continue to trudge forth on the happy road of destiny as we continue this podcast, answering your questions all about the business of show. So now let's just take a moment and please, a little shout out to my sponsors. I call them sponsors, but it's actually a mutual promotional sponsorship, meaning that they promote my podcast on their website. And so I return the favor by giving them a shout out and a mention. So if you wouldn't mind listening to this, I'll come right back and we're going to start with some comments and some letters. Thanks. This episode of Casting Actors Cast would not be possible without the following cross-promotional shout-outs. Actors Connection. Please do yourself a favor and check out Actors Connection. They provide classes, seminars, workshops with working industry professionals to help you advance your acting career. Go to actorsconnection.com/New York for their current calendar of amazing classes, workshops, and events. WeAudition.com. WeAudition.com is the video chat community to audition, self-tape, rehearse, and get expert industry advice. Find a rehearsal or self-tape partner instantly. Earn money for rehearsing with other actors. And as a special incentive to Casting Actors Cast listeners, you will receive 25% off membership using the code CAC25. That's CAC25 for a membership discount. WeAudition.com. Acting and Voice Studios. I am excited to share that Acting and Voice Studios will provide top quality acting training for film and television to actors all around the world. Check out my bi-monthly blog posts on their website while learning more about classes for adults and young people, including voiceover and acting demo production. Go to actingandvoicestudios.com. Now, other places in addition to the ones I've just mentioned that I am teaching at include The Growing Studio and T. Schreiber Studio, so I ask you to go ahead and please visit their websites as well and check out the schedule at castingactorscast.com/classes/workshops. And I hope that we can work together soon. Thank you. So thank you for that. I hope that that was at least a little informative for you. Maybe you could help promote some of those folks as well as continuing to get the word out about Casting Actors Cast. Listen, if you've gotten something from any of these podcasts, if you're new and you get something out of today's episode, for example, it would mean so much for you to like and subscribe. If you could write a review on iTunes especially, because that's like the holy grail of podcasts. You know, if you get a nice review on iTunes, it really does go somewhere. It does really mean a lot to me. And so I would appreciate any consideration along those lines. Also, I have a website called castingactorscast.com. That's castingactorscast, all one word, .com. And there you're going to find additional podcast previous episodes. You'll also see some videos. Some of the podcasts, almost all of the podcasts, rather, I put on video. So I call them podios. So you can go ahead and check out some of the past videos as well. So if you're watching me, then you can kind of get into some previous episodes. We continue to upgrade some of the technology here. So I'm working on a new microphone now. Like, that's kind of cool. So I keep on trying to give you and provide the best information I possibly can, and using the technology that I can afford, that I can kind of put together, to continue providing you some really cool information. At least I think so anyway. And it seems like you're appreciating it as well. Also, if you do go to the website and you fill out the form that says dive into the talent pool, that'll open up another menu where you can get some freebies, absolutely free. There's a 100-page book on doing voiceover work. It's called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, The Voiceover Workshop for Professional Actors. That's a book that I wrote a handful of years ago, but it really is still really helpful, really informative. It's a 100-page PDF that you can download and you can read on your device, or you can print it out or do whatever you want with it. So that's one thing that's available to you absolutely free, by the way. Also, there is a place called Jeff's Jots, and that is previous show notes. So if there's a particular episode where you're getting kind of a lot of information, why not download the one-page PDF called Jeff's Jots that correspond to the episode? And that way you're going to have sort of what I call a cheat sheet with that episode. So that might be something that might be valuable for you, might be interesting for you as well. Finally, there's also a free 20-minute video called Casting Director's Secrets, What They Don't Want You to Know. But I'm going to tell you in this free 20-minute video. So the reason I'm doing all of these things is I would love to just continue to grow this amazing audience of like-minded talent that is appreciating up-to-the-minute information on what it is to be an actor in the business today, now. So tips and tricks and ideas and concepts, and just giving you information to make the process of growing your career as an actor a little help, a little bit of a boost. And so that's what I do this for, and I really appreciate the feedback that I've gotten. So speaking of feedback, I get letters all the time, and I'm so grateful, but I don't always have the chance to respond directly. I try to answer every email that I can. And honestly, because it's like I'm a one-man band here, sometimes it's really difficult. So sometimes I leave these short little thank you very much for your letter. I read everything, but sometimes I just feel like I don't have enough time in the day to do the kind of response that I really would like to do for some of you who have taken the time to write to me. So that's why I'm using the podcast, The Patio, today to respond to some of the questions and thoughts that you've had regarding not only the podcast, but your own questions about your own career. So that's why I'm doing this today. So I'm going to start off with a letter from Carol, and I just got this today. So, it's very gratifying, I have to say, to receive a letter when somebody's taken one of my classes, or when someone's heard the podcast and something I said has actually helped them. It's just such a cool thing to take place. And so I just got this from Carol today. I thought I would read it. It says, Jeffrey, thank you again for your highly effective self-tape class. After I completed it, I gave myself the goal of submitting one self-tape a week. 5 weeks later, I'm acting in a Walter in France. 5 weeks later, I was acting in, Walter in France, a really lovely short film written and directed by Ben Wang, a young man who appears to be going places. And that's me, Sister Roberts. She includes a picture of herself in a habit, in a nun's habit. So I recommend your class a lot. Thank you, Carol Real. Well, thank you so much, Carol. That's really, really sweet. When you hear back from somebody who's, finding success in their work, it's really gratifying to see that take place. Now, we're going to go to some other letters that I have here. And I have not spent a lot of time on coming up with a written out answer to the question. The reason for that is, quite honestly, I want to give more of a spontaneous response to some of these questions that I'm getting. I think there's value in that. It doesn't give me a lot of time to sort of ponder the perfect answer, because you know what? There is no perfect answer. You can only get information from a casting director based on their experience, right? And so I'm going to share my experience with you and hope that the advice that I give you is something that you can find useful and valuable. And of course, by all means, I certainly hope it works. I certainly hope if you follow some advice that you find it to be helpful for you and your career. So here's the letter. Letter number one. My first question to you, Jeffrey, is, should I try to find representation with a local New York agent? Central Artists in Los Angeles says they are bi-coastal, but almost all my auditions / bookings come from Prestige here in New York. I'm very loyal, but as you have said in your podcast, it's a business and not personal. I know all this is kind of in limbo production-wise with the pandemic at the moment, but this is my career and I need the best team I can assemble behind me. Would you be so kind as to take a moment with your insider knowledge to give your sage advice? Hope I get the opportunity to meet you in person in the very near future. Warmly and kindly, Kevin. Thank you so much, Kevin. I really appreciate the question. And, sage advice. I sound ancient, don't I? I'm an insider. I'm just a casting director schlepping it every day trying to make it work. So I don't know if I'm going to have all of the right answers for you. But it's really interesting to me. And my response to the question is, this is often a similar question that I get. So they're very much related, I think. The question is, my agent isn't sending me out enough. And in this case, I have a West Coast agent that says they have an East Coast agency, but I'm not getting anything from them. And so here's the thing I want to say, but I need to say it in kind of a sensitive way. And that is that, without sounding really weird about this, when you book a job, your 10% that you make on that job goes to them. So in essence, you are paying them. They help you find the opportunity. Then your 10% pays them for their help and assistance. So based on the letter that I'm getting, if you're getting sent out by a talent agency in New York and you like that relationship, perhaps it's time you talk to both agencies independently, of course, but just simply state your case. Now, actors are so fearful sometimes to say, well, I don't want to be dropped by my agent. You know, I don't want to be fired, or I don't want to be let go, because, you know, there's some value in thinking that way right now, because, of course, we're in COVID. All of these things are going on. Some agents are leaving. Some are moving to other agencies. There's just all of this turmoil going on right now. My projection is that it is going to be settling down fairly soon as theater starts opening up. We're looking at Broadway opening up in the fall. Many regional theater productions are starting up again. So I think we're going to get back to some sense of normalcy. So I would encourage you, in the strongest possible terms, to have a business meeting with the agents that you are with and that are sending you out independently. Simply explain that you would like to know what their thought is about continuing the relationship. It's a business meeting. And if there's an East Coast agency from a West Coast agency, if there's some reciprocity between two agencies on the both coasts, then it's important that you let them know that, you know what, East Coast isn't really doing that much for me. And I'm a little bit concerned because I want to make sure I have all of the opportunities that are available to me. Can you help me with that? You see, as a business-minded person and you being the CEO of your own company, you have every right to have a sincere, open, honest meeting with those folks. Now, if prestige talent is sending you out, then that's great. That would just be a matter of having a meeting with prestige talent saying, you know what, I really appreciate that you've been sending me out, and I just want to know if there's anything I can do to continue to grow our relationship. So that way you can just listen to the answers. Find out where the enthusiasm is for your talent, and then trust your instincts. Trust your gut. If you like the way that you've been treated by prestige talent, then maybe that's the time that you say, you know what, I'd like to make more of a commitment to you. Would you be willing to make or want to make more of a commitment to me? Maybe that's just the way that can be parlayed into something more permanent and something more healthy for you. Or perhaps, you know, West Coast is going to talk to East Coast and say, you know, this Kevin guy's awesome. Maybe you should consider trying to use him a little bit more if you can, if you hear of stuff coming in. But finally, there are so many variables that I don't want to give you one answer. And the variables are, we don't know what the situation is with this East Coast agency necessarily. We might not know that there is some kind of transitional situation taking place. But it is your right. It is also your professional obligation to get as much information as you can from all of the agents that you've been working with so that you can make the decision that is best for you. I hope that that was a useful response to your question. I can't thank you enough for sending it. Also, if you have a question, please feel free. The email address, castingactorscast@gmail.com. Also, just letting you know, I'm still accepting videos. So if you have a self-tape video that you want me to evaluate live on the air, all you need to do is send me the link at castingactorscast@gmail.com. And please just write that you give me permission to show it on the air. And what I love doing is just being able to check it to make sure that it works well with the technology. And then guess what? I evaluate it live on the air. So I think you might find that particularly helpful. I know that a lot of people really like these self-tape evaluations. And so the choice in making those evaluations is really based on how I feel is the most beneficial for all of the listeners and viewers of the podcast. But I don't, you know, I don't study it and make notes. I do review it, and then I get an idea, oh, you know, that seems like that would be a good thing to do on the air. And that's why I make the choices that I do. But if you get chosen, I'll certainly write you and let you know that you have been selected to be seen on a future podcast. The email address again, castingactorscast@gmail.com. So thank you, Kevin, for that letter. Another letter that I got is from Susan. And Susan and I had a little bit of a back and forth, and this is really a great letter. And she seems so smart and so great that I just wanted to acknowledge and thank her for this discussion. And so what I did is I took, it was almost three correspondences. Is that the right word, correspondences? Multiple correspondence. And I kind of pieced them together because I just wanted to make sure that I got to the meat of the matter, the most important aspect of what she was making in terms of her point and making a comment. And so I'm going to read that, but it is edited, by the way. But I do want to respond to the correspondence that we've had back and forth with her. So it starts off, hi, Jeffrey. I enjoy your pod and find it very informative, but I found myself getting upset at your recent episode about Zoom musical auditions and that they're here to stay. There's been a steady advance of technology creep, imposing more and more technical demands on actors. Stage actors are often suffocated by Zoom auditions, having their inventive powers confined to a screen, unable to respond to the room fully in the moment, having to squint at a reader on screen, unable to be fully physical, etc. And the production staff will get a limited understanding of the actor's capabilities while creating those very limitations, and might regret hiring the actor who's only capable of a cramped video performance and not a more expansive live presentation. Of course, COVID created extremely difficult audition situations, but the remote audition process was analogous to TV film production, so it was passingly okay, having had little success myself. I can't tell you how many stage actors on my Facebook and Instagram feeds are joyfully anticipating live auditions. You haven't provided any reasoning for why stage auditions would move to Zoom, barring pandemic, permanently in a significant amount. Stage actors are dying to be set free. Please don't dash our hopes. It's said that an audition is a chance to act on a Tuesday. But now an audition is playing dress up in your bedroom and screaming at your phone. For stage work, unless absolutely unavoidable, this helps no one. Theater is communal. Zoom is a poor substitute. I look forward to hearing the discussion. Thank you, Susan J. Jacks. Well, thank you so much, Susan. I really appreciate you taking the time to write such a thoughtful and meaningful letter. And I would love to respond and have a chat about this. So first of all, I never, ever want to make anybody upset. And so that particular episode had to do with some of the musical auditions we were having at the time at McCorkle Casting, a Broadway musical and a regional theater musical, so two musical productions, and the auditions that I was experiencing at that time. And I did mention, I said, you know what, I think Zoom auditions are here to stay, and I think that upset you, and I really understand why. But let me just tell you, I also said that theater is coming back. And that implies that we're going to be seeing live auditions very, very shortly, very, very soon. As a matter of fact, we are actually going to a performance of that musical slated for Broadway on Monday of this week. And so, and that's all going to be live. And just because of the restrictions being lifted, not only in New York, but at several other places throughout the country, that is also bringing back live auditions. So please don't despair. The advantage to Zoom auditions during the pandemic is obvious, and you made that really clear as well. So I just wanted to allay your fears. Musical theater auditioning is coming back. I have found that the musical auditioning process is a nightmare in Zoom, so I am completely in agreement with you about that. I suppose my thinking at the time was that, gosh, if you're going to have to do a musical audition, here are some thoughts or here are some ideas to help make that happen. But I agree with you. There's nothing like live performance. There's nothing like being in the room with an actor. And so I believe that Zoom is not going to be an important part of the future of auditioning for musical theater. I do believe it'll continue to be there for film and television production. And I think it's probably going to have a place as far as out-of-town performances like regional theaters. Sometimes they might prefer to not have to fly into the city and do a live theater audition. And so there are going to be some gray areas about this. But certainly musical theater is going to be, you have to do musical theater live. I agree. There's just no question. The other thing I just wanted to share with you, though, the other sort of important consideration to this discussion is that it's not just about what you do in front of a camera when you audition, right? You're not in the room, obviously. Everyone is in the same playing field about that. Everyone is doing the same thing by auditioning on Zoom, whether it's for musicals or not. The other thing is that your resume, your background, your experience says a lot more. And as a casting director, my job is to help fill in the blanks for the producer or the director that's looking to hire you. So it's not just watching you in Zoom. It's a contributing element, but also your resume, your background, your experience, all of those additional elements that tell me about you do contribute to that decision-making. So if the director says, well, I'm not sure she can hit the back row of the theater, of my theater, and so how do I know that? Well, I simply say, well, let's take a look at some of the credit. Oh, look, she was here at this theater, which I happen to know has 1,000 seats in it. It's a 999-seat auditorium, and so she had this role in that theater. It kind of seems that she knows what she's doing. You see what I'm saying? So it's not necessarily just the narrow focus of a Zoom audition. It is the other factors that can make up an audition. But happily, that's going to wane. That's going to slowly dissolve as we get back into doing live theater auditions, and frankly, I can't wait. I'm alone here in my studio. I miss human contact. So again, Susan, my thanks for that letter, and I hope that that was kind of a helpful response as well. There's no reason to get upset. It's all about things that we can do to make ourselves feel better, feel more confident, and feel more prepared given the circumstances and the environment we find ourselves in. So thank you so much for listening today to Casting Actors Cast. I hope you found those responses at least a little bit helpful to you, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of Casting Actors Cast. Thanks.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.